Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dane Todd. Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Greg Ethan Hooks.
We've had a couple tweets asking if the 12 will ever double. Probably not. This city's too smart for that.
Yeah. We have a good chance on Fridays because Moats and DDT come in.
That's true. We do have actually, like, people. That's
know what
true.
Talking
Maybe
about.
On Fridays we get up to, like, 15 or something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Nah, I don't want to.
No.
I just got over my skis a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
boy, you were like.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy. Welcome back into the show. We got some time here. So, from a football perspective, though, very excited about this. I'm assuming when the Big Ten gets done with their schedule making, Nebraska will be traveling to Ohio State nine times. Well, eight times because they can't play each other in the championship
with that schedule.
I suppose. Yeah. So eight straight Ohio State games on the road. Is that what we're guessing?
Yeah, 100%. Well,
11 a.m. starts.
Because they've got to punish us for having to want it. Wanting to play football.
Yeah, right? For being
They've
leaders and having a backbone.
Absolutely.
So, two Ohio State, two Penn State, two Michigan,
and
two
Iowa. That's out of the gate.
They don't want to just give us an easy W.
No, obviously, but they see, that's the Big Ten. They just don't realize that. Though,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Two Wisconsin.
Back to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then every repeat.
Every home game, though, is somebody that you don't really want to watch, right?
That's true. They'll be like,
Rutgers,
we'll give you some wins, but you have to
Maryland.
Suffer with Rutgers coming to town.
Running back. Get those four, and we'll run it back.
Out of that. The other thing, too, I'll be curious. And we were talking about this yesterday, a team like Minnesota. I mean, if you take their goober coach for what he, you know, what he said, snake oil salesman, he said every player on that team said no, they did not want to play.
They're going to have a lot of opting out then.
Yeah, right? A lot of opting out, or that school is going to all of a sudden have, you know, whatever, the six cases it needs to not be able to play games or something along those lines. Rutgers, did you see that? Or Robin was talking about this yesterday. The press release from Rutgers was like basically like.
Never happened. Done,
it was like, here's what they said. And here's what we have to do. Like, it was like the most depressing.
Darn.
You were reading an obituary for a football program, basically, is what it was.
Wasn't their obituary made like decades ago, though, at Rutgers?
Yeah, right, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for the football games. It's funny now because my wife was like, hey, aren't you excited to get to break down, like, what the team looks like and who the guy. And I'm like, I am excited, but I'll be honest with you. I have no friggin' idea what we're going to have. I mean, I know what players are here, but God only knows what they've been doing this whole time and where, you know.
Who knows who we're going to have all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
We better start looking deep on that roster.
Yeah.
Day to day, week to week.
Am I the only one when they showed, who was it? I think it was Wandale hugging Adrian as he was walking up to the thing. I was like, no, where are your masks?
Stop touching him.
What are you guys doing?
Six feet.
We can do this. We can wave. What
Why?
Are you doing?
Just wave at each other.
Somebody tell them no.
Wow.
Is that
it's like,
fair?
Come on,
get those boys an adult. Quick.
Yeah, right. Where is your guys' adult? Golly.
Where's the guy who was put in charge of COVID protocols?
It
started when you get out of the car, people.
Yeah. Every time I see a picture like that, I'm going to text the head trainers down there and be like, hey, saw a photo of so-and-so.
Yeah.
Get on.
What are you guys doing?
where are their handlers at?
You're going to have jackasses like Greg Ethan Hooks talking about.
That's right.
You better get them.
That's expected.
They'd be like, who?
That's expected.
Yeah, who are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Who?
They give you that dog look. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I've seen those guys walking around.
Is that the chicken guy?
Wait, they're media? I just thought that was the chicken guy and one of his drive-through people.
Yeah.
Like, what is his delivery driver?
You do wear a headset.
Well, hey, the Chicken King might actually have a driver, though. So maybe you're actually just his driver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, he's contemplating it.
Chauffeur is what they call it.
He just opened his mind up to having a
chauffeur.
Keep me out of trouble.
And you got to fancy it up.
What I do after work?
Yeah. It'd be super bad. It'd be super bad for your liver.
Can't wait till we have one that's 13. Shoot, 3 years from now.
Oh, he'll
be driving.
Oh boy.
I was going to ask you guys a question. This is starting to pop up around the league now, around the Big Ten, obviously getting football back.
Yeah.
There's a few players that have opted out that are trying to opt back in that have signed with agents.
I saw that. Did you see
that? Oh,
they have signed. I think Micah Parsons was on this list. One of the
that cornerback.
Wyatt Davis, Ohio
State.
The
one whose dad was in charge of the whole thing of getting football back, and then he opted out.
Yeah. And then one of, interesting, we were talking about Minnesota, the wide receiver Rashad Bateman is apparently back on campus opting back in to play.
Hold on, they have someone who wants to play.
Yeah.
Oh,
he'll get to play.
The source is saying he's back on campus wanting to play, opt back in, but also sign with an agent.
I mean, you got to, I think you got to just let those guys back in.
Yeah.
Right? I would think so.
The NCAA being the NCAA, they'll probably not.
Yeah. I just think now it's starting to happen. It's like, well, we got somebody from Minnesota wants to play football. This is weird.
I know, weird.
Yeah. Is he going to kick him off for some reason?
Yeah, who was it who came up with the 50 guys in a bar rule when it comes to reviewing instant replay? You ever hear that?
No.
It was some coach where they were discussing instant replay and how to determine whether it's to overturn it or not. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, you got to treat it like 50 guys in a bar. If there are 50 guys in a bar and they all saw the same play and most of them said, it's this way, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, right? And that's how it goes.
Sounds like one of those situations. Right? What's his face? The pirate would say.
Oh,
Leach.
That's a very Mike Leach
thing.
That sounds like something
he'd say. Totally. Why don't we just have a bar of 50 guys decide stuff?
Totally, which would have been perfect, right? Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Casey calling in. Casey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I wanted to ask DDT a couple questions. Sent Hook I DM'd some pictures of a surgery my son just had on his ankle, and I was trying to just kind of get a feel of exactly how many surgeries he's done like this and how long the recovery process is. And he had surgery like a week ago, and the kid's already like not feeling pain and wants to jump around. And
don't do that.
And I'm telling him to chill out. But if you got those pictures, Hook, show DDT.
I took a peek at him earlier. So it looks like it was pretty well done. It looks really nice. Looks like he had an ankle fracture and a syndesmosis injury, which is a damage to the ligaments around the ankle itself. Looks like everything's lined up about essentially perfectly from the quick glance on Hook's gigantic phone. And
Dr. Boss did it.
Yeah. No, Aaron's a great guy, good surgeon. So it looks great, but I would tell you that wanting to jump and run around on that thing a week after it happens is a big no-no right there.
I know. That's what we've been telling him, that we want to keep that swelling down.
Yeah. Just grab our podcast after the show and make him listen to Dane saying that.
Yeah.
You'll be good to go.
Right.
Keep him off of that thing and keep it elevated, but that should be great. And he'll do really well.
Well, let me ask you a question, because he was thinking, and some of the doctors, even Bots, had said that if he rehabs and does his physical therapy, and then he trains with Jamie Bell up in Omaha, and so if Jamie was saying if he does all his stuff right and can come back up there, do you think that he'll be able to be ready to run track by March?
Oh, yeah, 100%. He'll be back for track.
Okay.
No problem.
You're in good hands with Jamie. He's one of my best friends. Great dude.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. And he's been training my son for the whole summer before football season. Mm-hmm. And then he got fractured in that second game. And Jamie just said, do the physical therapy and the training and then bring him back up here and we'll get him ready to go.
You're in good hands there, man. Tell Jamie I said hi, by the way.
Definitely will do. And thanks for the info, DDT. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, buddy.
Yeah, I still want that tracksuit.
it's still for sale. Price just went up though
on Twitter, so I see that tracksuit and I'm like, I'd like to have that.
There you go. All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Thank you. If you know, I know this is a sports show, but if anybody wants to call in and ask Bill about chicken or
I got nothing.
Flaky butter.
Yeah. Oh, flaky butter. Yeah. You ever get that problem solved, the flaky butter
it's
thing?
It's done.
You sure?
I mean, one person ever say anything. Jeez.
I mean, you know, maybe that's the only person who was brave enough to say it.
Nope.
I mean, you've seen your logo out
we
there,
sell
right?
A like lot you, of, flaky sell butter. A lot of those things that get butter on it. So.
All right.
A lot of satisfied people.
Man, that was good. I had that written down on the thing. Let's see if Dane could break down an individual's photos of an injury.
That was on the list, wasn't it?
That was on there, so we're good.
Yeah, I should have just got up here and thrown my partner under the bus on that one, too.
On-air console.
You guys do a great
just created some
at.
Bad phone yeah, calls. Just
anybody
some consternation.
Anybody else who's had malpractice, but... Jeez Louise.
You know what? You're good, man. That was a good on-air console,
I tell
by
you
the way.
Well, it's easy to critique good work, right?
There you go.
It's simple.
Nice. That's, yeah.
Not bad for as long as you looked at that.
Yeah. Never had that problem when I go in and have to talk to Rob about Bill doing the show.
No, not at all.
He's got nothing but a quiet day.
Did you guys hear
got nothing but good things.
Did you hear did you see the tweet of the night last night? I should pull this up so that way I can give the person a proper adieu, one of the 12. Tweeted at us last night, and it was
brilliant. This was good. It was awesome.
See, this is why I got to get on the Twitterverse.
Oh, dude, I can. It's right here.
Where is it at? It's the greatest tweet on the history of tweets.
Are you ready? I have it.
You have her. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
It's from Deb.
Deb, one of the 12.
Tweeted at us, said, watching the Bengals and Browns game, and because of your morning show, every time they say Chubb, all I can hear is, I like Chubb. I like Chubb.
How great is that? That was the tweet of the night last night.
Was he just pounding people?
Oh. Yeah. And just 124 pounding
pounds. Oh, God.
Woo.
That is so great. Yeah, that made my night.
You know, I can't believe we've never gotten over 12 listeners on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people know good radio, and this ain't
Lincoln
it.
Is a smart town, folks.
Yeah, 100%.
They are very smart.
I'm trying to come back to some football here real quick while we got you.
Well, here's a question. What do you think is going to happen downtown when the games happen? Right? Do you think there's going to be tailgating? Do you
think
that kind of thing?
I think it's going to be busy as hell. I think it's going to be super busy. I don't believe, personally, that there is anything, and maybe I'm wrong here, I don't believe, and I'm not saying do this before I get myself in trouble, I don't believe there's anything anybody can do about if that parking lot under the viaduct says we are open for people to park in, how can that, it's outside. What about our DHM is what's in place for that? They'll have to come up with something, I guess, between now and then. But like, yeah, I foresee that viaduct is going to, there's going to be a party down there unless it gets announced that they're closing it down, I guess, or something, in which case that person will probably sue the, you know what, out of whoever did that. Yeah, I think it's going to be busy. I just hope that and here's the deal. We're going to just rely on a lot of smart business owners like you two gentlemen in this city, the other smart business owners doing the right thing and making sure they're taken care of. Make the money off of this because I'm happy for you guys that you're going to have that opportunity. Let's just be smart about it, and I think that's the thing.
Well, it is. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because you're in a catch-22 a little bit in the rail yard, the whole downtown area. Let's just not say it's just the rail yard, but the entire area has suffered. I mean, tremendously right now.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of people in bad spots. Could be restaurants, bars, apparel shops that, you get your gear at. And it's a tough one because you're going to be in the fact that there's going to be a game on TV. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be itching to get downtown and feel the environment as best they can and buy their stuff. But yet you got the other side is there. I would hope not, but it's going to be the case. You got to be safe still and do all those things because the mask mandate is still in place for the 31st. But it's going to stress the business owner and it's stress the policing of what's going to happen downtown.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, by the way.
Well, think about it. On a game day, you're usually in the stadium. Obviously, yep. You are too. I usually like to stay because we do the post-game show, so I stay outside there. It's not like downtown Lincoln is a ghost town once the game starts. Like, it's full of people.
No, there'll be 85, 90 in the stadium, but there's another 10, 15
right.
in the area
walking around. They want to be part of that atmosphere.
Yeah, they're at their tailgate
so
or
now
bar.
Your stadium is going to be closed. I bet you 10, 15 that would have been in the stadium will now be out along with a bunch of those other people. So I don't know. It's going to be – I'm glad I'm not the one who has to make those decisions.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what I mean? Like, it's – because I'm very happy for the business owners and their chance to make yes. the money on this thing. And I'm happy for the people of Lincoln to get to go have some sense of normalcy mm-hmm. and go enjoy a Husker Saturday and that kind of stuff.
Do they sell cutouts?
I hope so.
I'd be interested to see.
I want to put, if, oh my God, we are going to get the three of us sitting next to each other yes. in that stadium.
It'd be interesting to see, because, I mean, Moose alluded to a lot of innovative technology that they're working on to get nice. Stuff done down there.
There's there's some talk about putting like digital... where instead of cutouts, it'll be digitally whatever the image is.
Enhanced into
Of the people that are on there.
Well, I tell you what, you can tell people are going to be itching to watch or do something about this. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but they had the red-black baseball game.
Yeah.
And they had like 38,000 people.
Yeah, that watched it.
That watched it.
By the way, field looked nice.
Field looked incredible, by the way.
Just want to throw that out there to all these jabronis yeah. that were questioning my brother-in-law.
It did. It looked like it was.
Field
it was
looked really great good.
Ready to play, baby.
And it was him and one other person.
Yeah, that okay. field looked incredible.
That one and the softball field looked really good. Like, pristine, considering.
Are you picking brother-in-law favorites these days?
Right now, it is turned that way.
Because I'm not going to lie, right? Pretty early there, you were pretty willing to throw Chad under the bus.
Whoa, I wasn't using
Chad's my boy right there. I will. I'll call it how it is.
Whoa!
I'll call it how it is.
This is DDT Friday.
And Chad's a great artist, too. Homeboy's about to have he's about to have a showing downtown. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Trust me, he and I have been planning out NFL parties at my house once he's able to not have to worry about his show.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to tell people to go down and see that when the time comes. Good people. God dang. Woo. I just gained this guy in my family. Can't I give him crap for a while? That's my boy,
though.
You're in trouble.
That's my boy.
I know.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
All right. Well, hey, Dane. I appreciate you jumping on, man.
Nice seeing you guys.
Thanks, Dane.
We will be back on Monday. You guys have a great weekend.